everyone, to Live from the Millie.
It's your hosts, Bradley and Cameron, and sorry we've been on a hiatus for a little while.
Yeah, we had school shit.
School and just life in general. We're here today with three very special guests. We got Jose. Oh, I don't have the laugh track ready. Fuck, I'm never ready.
What are you doing?
Wait, laugh track for me? Oh, I guess.
Not laugh track, but clapping.
My we still have time. We'll edit this out. We'll edit this out. We have time.
Chad will edit it. Fuck.
Fuck, guys. Okay, welcome to the show, guys. Oh, fucking A.
We got Jose here.
Hooray for me.
Very special guest, Jose. Very special guest, Bobby.
Hello?
I guess. Bobby, no relations.
No relations. And very special guest, Kevin.
Thank you.
Oh, I should have, dude.
All right.
So, for those of you who don't know, we like to joke that, like, we have no listeners, but I guess we do have listeners, and here we have some of our listeners. We have Jose, who's listened. He's marathoned.
Oh my god.
Yeah. All four.
Thank you
all
for four. That.
So,
two friends.
Gave him a free t-shirt.
I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to lie. If you guys, I
still way in
that.
The mail.
And we have Bobby here. We make the joke that, you know, all the podcasts are for Bobby, which are kind of true, but I mean, we do like to listen to them as well. Yeah. And he's here to join us. You want to say anything, Bobby?
We're in my van.
Okay. Whoa! Wait up. Hold on.
We'll get into that. And we have Kevin here, straight from Oh, I can't. Nope. From, almost said it. Nope.
Yeah, something.
No, we can't.
From Compton. Straight from Compton. Straight
dude, what the? No, we have to
I'll
edit
that
up. Oh, my God.
He's straight out of Compton.
We just did it again.
All right, fine.
All right.
They're not going to fuck with someone from Compton.
Yeah, I guess. Let me pull out.
He's big, black.
So I guess just start what we've been doing, I guess, like we always do.
Oh, man.
Bradley?
Okay. Well, it's just pretty much been school, I guess. Finals and stuff, studying.
Mm-hmm.
Just normal stuff. We never planned to, I guess, take a break this long, but, you know, stuff just happens.
Life happens, and we're sorry for that, for whoever's listening out there. As for me, it's just been the same, just school and work, coaching, you know, same stuff. But you guys.
I mean, I chose not to go to school this quarter.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty interesting, like, doing the transition between, like not going to school. It's just, like, it's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
It still hasn't hit me yet. Like, I wake up every morning, think, like, I put on my backpack, and, like, oh, wait, I don't have school today.
I can imagine that. Your mom's like, Jose, what the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing today? Like, I'm going to school? Like, you don't have school.
I mean, well, you're going back.
I mean, eventually,
like you're,
yeah.
You're just taking a little break.
That's
nothing wrong with that.
People
do
that all the time.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. What about you, Bobby? How you been?
Tired? Sick. Wait.
Yeah, just talk a little louder.
I don't know. Just waiting now. Waiting for that dumb ship to come around.
Mm-hmm. I guess we can get into that.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
That ship,
why are you waiting for a ship, Bobby? Why don't you tell
them? Yeah, just tell
us you aren't in the know.
So, apparently I'm in the Navy.
Apparently.
Apparently. Doesn't really know, but...
Don't know.
Apparently he's in the Navy. I guess that happens. Yeah.
Speak with confidence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up, you're in the Navy.
Yeah, that just happens.
So he's basically waiting for the call to just...
Ship out,
yeah. And that's nothing true. Yet so far. And how many more weeks do you have to wait? Or potentially three?
Potentially
three. So anytime between now and 3 weeks. Maybe we'll fit in one more show with Bobby.
Yeah, maybe.
Wait, so potentially cool. 3 weeks from now, you're going to get a call for a refund?
Is
that what you asked?
No, I don't want a refund. I want my ship.
I thought the reason to go on the ship was to get money. Getting a refund is money.
No, so I can graduate in time.
Yeah, I guess I'll give some of Bobby's background. So he goes to naval school. He's not actually in the Navy. But basically, they get their school credits through, I guess, going on ship trips in the summer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess apparently this time he's getting paid for it. It used to be that he'd have to go on the ship and he'd pay for it all and work for free.
Actually, I still have to do that. There's one more time I have to do
really?
That.
This last time?
No, this time I get paid next year. I work for free.
It's basically an internship,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you get paid, sometimes you don't.
Yep.
Right?
You have to pay to get started?
Mm-hmm.
As in, like, pay to get on the ship?
All right. What about you, Kevin? What's your deal?
My deal? I don't know. I started working, though. Right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's right. We'll never see you again.
Dude, I lose, dude. Well, honestly, after today.
Like the rest of us. Exactly. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. No, not the rest of us.
And he's really far, far away.
You know,
that's only you two, dude.
Yeah, dude. No.
All right.
As in, the rest of us, I met Bobby, dude. Bobby's busy doing his podcast, you know.
I mean, that's kind of work, isn't it?
It's work. Definitely work.
I guess I don't want to give
Bobby technically isn't doing work yet. Not enough for another 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And they might get that refund, so I might not still be working, so we'll find out.
Little background on Kevin. He's a computer science major. We'll just leave it at that. And he's been a friend of ours. Long time. And you said you would be a frequent listener of this, didn't you not?
What was that?
You said you'd be a frequent listener of our show, but you're not.
Technically, I've seen the first two.
Okay. Oh,
you've seen the first two? You've seen the podcast we put out?
Yes, I've seen it.
You've seen, like, it's like sitting in your queue, just like,
how is the camera work? Waiting.
I want to know, what do you guys think of the show? Like, it's just dumb.
How are you guys listening to it?
Are you asking the real listeners?
No. Yes, we're asking
the real listeners.
Bobby, last I checked, you are the real listener. You listen to it like hundreds of times.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's like friends talking, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It feels comfortable.
There's no real point to this show, but it's just...
Well, this isn't comfortable right now, but usually...
Yeah, we'll get into that. Like, what do you think about the show, Bobby?
Makes me feel like I'm at home.
Like, when you listen to it at school, you feel like your friends are there, kind of, or just...
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's why I downloaded it 100 times.
It's a fucking lie.
And you ask who's the real listener.
Wait, right. Kevin, what do you think of this? Is just a little weird, or what?
Well, based on what I've heard from the first two podcasts, it's the way I listen to when I want to hear, like, what's going on. The download.
Oh, when you're not
there. I'm not here.
First
Kevin, you already fucked up. God
right,
damn
that's
it.
Right, that's right. We'll edit that. That's his first time.
First offense.
Just put a beep over.
Shit.
Damn it, you said shit. We're gonna have to fuck.
I thought we were. Aren't we explicit?
Yeah, we are explicit.
Oh, we're explicit. Okay,
cool.
Oh,
actually, one episode got rejected because I forgot to put explicit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what the hell? Okay. I think
he was holding a bottle and it was like, damn. This
all right, let's just might as well say this now. We're in.
We're recording and
we're live. We're live from the Millie.
We're fucking Bobby's minivan.
We're live from the Millie, but we're live in the Mystery Machine.
We lost a lease on the studio. And shit has just gone all downhill.
So we're recording in Bobby's van, and you guys probably won't believe it, but this is really happening. Like, we're all just huddled around one mic inside Bobby's minivan.
Listen
just,
to those acoustics, though.
It's pretty good.
It's actually working really well.
You can only get that in a van.
Like, I think this could be the new studio.
Dude, the closest.
When Bobby's here.
The bond between
by friends.
All right.
Yeah, but that's the truth. We're
live from the Millie on
so
tour
bad.
In the minivan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This is on tour.
On tour.
The minivan.
We're not moving,
We should try moving the minivan.
It's going to... you'll probably hear it, though.
Mic's dropping.
We'll do that later when we have to pick up.
We can do that later.
Oh, we have to pick up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 12:10.
All right.
Yeah, we got time.
All right, so we actually have some prepared stuff to talk
about. Yes, we actually came semi-prepared for this. And, I mean, do you want to...
There's a request from a viewer,
yeah.
I heard. It came from the mail, I think. Don't you have the
mail? It came from...
who's the user? Can you guys say the name?
VTKVN.
Well, why don't we just get into it? Like, I mean, you guys want to talk about this whole topic, and I think we should just... It's a good topic to talk about.
Yeah, thanks to VTKVN.
Should we get into this?
Yeah, let's just get into it. I mean... So the topic we've been discussing this for maybe like the past week, and I think it's a pretty good topic to talk about, and maybe you guys would think so too, but the topic is basically, you want to say it, Kevin?
Okay, so basically the topic is, why can't men and women be friends? Like, it's a hot debate right now, so.
Like, can they truly be friends,
and
basically?
And it'll become more clear as you get examples.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day, we all watched this video on why men and women can't be friends, where the guy interviews students from Utah State, and the majority of the, campus, females-wise, said, yes, we can be friends, whereas the majority of the male section said no.
Mm-hmm.
So I wondered how we thought about it, so I talked to Bradley and Bobby about it, and that's when I asked them, do you guys have any female friends? And you guys said?
Yeah, we do have
friends. Yeah, we do have female friends,
But then I gave them an example, it's a counter-example, so I was like, out of all these female friends, have you guys ever hung out with them? Like, one-on-one?
Yeah, I have, but...
I have.
You guys have? So, if I were to say, like, can you guys call them right now and ask them to hang out? Would they hang out with you?
Well, it's a little late, but...
Yeah, let's just say it's during the day, you call them, right? Would they come hang out with you just to be friends? Like, there's no sexual tension?
Yeah.
Like, you guys are just hanging out
to
be friends?
At least for me, yeah.
It's cool.
There's, like, no sexual tension.
Yeah.
So, if she wants to sleep with you and... Let's say, would you sleep with her or no?
I can't answer this at the moment, but
yeah, but
we discussed in a field play ball, right? You just have to put the mid out.
Exactly. So I'm saying, like, you know, like, I guess it's how you define the word friends, but most of guys define friends as people who don't sleep with your friends, you know,
unless they're female.
Yeah, there's some chronic friend fuckers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, yeah, unless you're female, that's what I'm saying. Guys and girls can be friends, or that's how most people view it in the video.
That was a good point, though. The the thing where, like, if you call that girl out one-on-one, like, would she suspect any other intentions or something like that?
Yeah, or I mean, would you
also, like, assume that, like immediately, though?
Yeah, exactly. And wouldn't you if it was the other way around? Like, a girl just, you know,
like, oh, maybe called you at an hour.
I mean, like, there's, like, some instances like, where, they, like, the dude, like, misreads the situation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, Jose, think of it like this. Like, you hang out with this girl a lot, but only within a group of other friends. What if she called you up suddenly to hang out?
I mean, that'd be, like, kind of, like, out of the blue. I mean, I would jump at the opportunity, to be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then, would you jump at the opportunity because she's, like, cute? Or, like, you're trying to get at her for a reason, you know?
Like, an ulterior motive.
Or is it just, is there an ulterior motive?
I mean, I wouldn't hang out with her because she's a cool person. That's the thing, though.
Mm-hmm. Pussy is pussy. another example that, you know, like, I learned. So, another example I learned was, like, imagine you have, like, this hot ex. You guys broke up. You guys gave the classic excuse, right? And then, you know, let's just stay friends. So you guys agree to it.
Yeah.
But then one day you find her, like, super, like, drunk, and she wants to, like,
that
hook
is
up.
Rape.
Yeah, they're like,
that is rape.
God, my laugh is, like,
your laugh
loud
is, like,
it's loud as shit.
All right, so let's say she wants to hook up, and she's super drunk. Mm-hmm. Would you hook up with her, like, because
no,
she's super hot?
It's not right, though.
It's not right, but
would you do it?
Yeah. No.
No?
I wouldn't do it.
You really want to do it?
I want to do it.
Damn, you're a good person.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. I wouldn't
allegedly.
Do it. But yeah, like,
I'm just good people. Right. What about you, Bobby? Would you?
I don't know. I've never been in that situation. Look,
thing is, yeah,
thing no, like, allegedly.
Oh, I might
think of it this way. Like, on. Jose, yeah, like, this may not have happened, but let's say you're, like, at one point truly, like, in love with her because she's hot. You know, you liked her, but then you guys just broke up. So I can't really say because, you know, it hasn't happened. But if it were to happen to me, I would still do it.
You would still do it?
With her, yeah. Even though we made that excuse, we'll stay friends.
I think most people would still do it,
it's just
too.
In the guy, you know, the guy's nature.
You're saying you're
ex, flip
right?
Flip a coin? What?
Yeah.
Flip
no, like,
so you guys are right.
So, oh, no. You're trying to
hard
it in
and then
right
the
now?
Thing is,
like, two faces?
Like, she's hot and she wants it again. And then you're saying you wouldn't do it. Like,
I mean, if it's, like, in a different, like, situation.
She's drunk, right?
Yeah.
Like, I would say if
by
she
law,
wasn't drunk.
If you're a good friend, you wouldn't do it.
By law, you can't. That's rape. Orientation week.
So I might as well bring this up to those of you, for those of you who are wondering where Xavier is.
He's getting raped.
He's we can call him up and he's like, nah, I have, it's too late for that, bro. Nah, like,
they're your people.
Mobbing his feet people. Too long. Tired.
No, he
NASA been working me too hard in the field.
Oh my God. Making that damn card.
Oh my God.
Is he gonna listen to this?
Yeah. Actually, he's probably not because
he's
not
in it.
He's
not in it. What a nice guy.
But, yeah, he's, he had to go to bed at 9:30.
What a good boy.
I know, because he wakes, for those of you who don't know, he wakes up at 5 in the morning every morning to go to the gym.
To meet that Asian girl.
Oh, she's never there.
Really?
Well, let's not bring up Cinderella anymore.
Cinderella.
But, you guys want that? You go back to episode one.
Yeah, go watch the first episode if you want to know about that. But yeah, he goes to the gym 5 in the morning and to try to look good, get women. Hasn't been working out, but
a good reason why guys and girls can't be friends. Xavier found out she has a boyfriend, and now he doesn't want to be her friend.
Oh, we could get into that too. Okay, that's a good point. And Eric isn't here because we forgot to tell him, right?
No
one told him?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, Eric.
Sorry, Eric. Next time.
Next time, for sure. All right, so back to the topic. Wow, I'm sorry that took so long.
Did that pick up?
Probably.
A car just drove by.
It's just like this little fragment.
Yeah, oh my God. All right, so yeah, so what did you want to talk about that, Kevin? The whole, like, oh, if
rape?
A girl has a boyfriend, like,
yeah, go ahead.
The guy continue. Doesn't want to be a friend, right?
Oh, yeah. And so in another, like, topic that was, like, discussed, in, like, most cases where couples, when asked if they want their beloved other to, like, hang out with opposite sex, most girls said yes, and then most guys said no. So from this, I learned that most guys don't want their ex, or their girlfriend, I mean, hanging out with, like, the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Whereas the girl is okay with, like, her hanging out with guys, but not okay with the guy hanging out with other girls. And from this, I was like, is that really fair? Like, really? And then from this, I learned, like, this question asked where this guy asked this other dude, if his best friend was a girl, would he hook up with her? He asked, is she hot? And he's like, would she be your friend if she wasn't? And that's when the guy was super mind-blown. I was like, man, this explains a lot. So if she wasn't hot, he may not have been her friend. And if she is hot, he might hook up with her because he asked the question.
Why how beautiful is it? Her personality?
Yeah, he didn't even ask that question, dude. That's how you know.
Yeah. No, it shows in the curves, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Little breasts, hopes, and dreams.
I think that's a...
Or should that go in Weeaboo shit?
Oh, yeah, man. Maybe that. Yeah. Yeah. You still be on the lookout for Weeaboo shit coming
soon.
It's summertime now. Project. We can do it. Fuck, why not?
I feel like next week or something.
I do have to agree with that point. Like guys don't want to have their girlfriends like, you know, hanging out with other guys one on one or whatever. I don't know.
Don't you think they'd like that though? Like that's. You're showing, like, a possessiveness.
Isn't I don't know. Kinda...
Oh, fuck. This is really common.
Yeah, it's common. It's not, it's like, common? A bad thing.
Well, I think it means it shows you care, but...
It shows you value them, so, you know.
You shouldn't be so, like, possessive.
But does it also depend on the guy friend and how long the female friend knew the guy friend, too?
And if he's trying to fuck her?
Yeah. Exactly.
I think that's the main one.
Yeah.
You gotta fight that guy.
Yeah. I have to fight. Are we gonna talk about that?
Oh,
you want to get to it now?
Wait,
fuck! We're gonna talk about that.
Is it okay with that?
Are you
is that okay?
Yeah, I don't.
Dude,
fuck! What? Yeah, we're gonna talk about it here.
Yeah, we can do it.
That's up to you.
Yeah, I'll talk about it.
All right, go for it.
Okay, so.
Hey, this is also a good story of why guys and girls can be friends. That guy, and you know.
Oh yeah. My God! Real life. All right,
they can't be friends.
Because
he wants
saying...
to be more than friends.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Okay, we're getting into that. Agree? Fuck. Yeah. Yep, this is on topic. Right. Sorry, Alicia.
Full points.
So, okay. Well, how do I start this?
Booty. With the beginning and stop at the end.
Okay.
Fist meets face.
So basically, there's this guy who's been
allegedly
somewhat long-term friends with my girlfriend, I guess. I don't want to say too long because, like, they weren't close during high school, but, like, it was, like, senior year of high school, they got pretty close. Which is cool. Like, I mean, I don't... Who am I to tell her, like, who she can and can't hang out with? Like, I just say, like, oh, I mean, he probably just wants to fuck you, blah, 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 which is probably true. It's actually true in this case.
Every guy's nature, dude.
He pokes her
beast. So, well, Bobby, oh, just straight to anal.
Straight to anal.
Oops. You gotta have a build-up.
Literally straight to anal with this situation.
So this guy is fucking... He's pretty much in love with my girlfriend, right? And, like, he basically doesn't like me just, I think, based on the fact that, like...
You won.
I won, and, like, I kind of stole his girl, but it's basically my girl.
Dude, that's alpha shit, though.
Mm. But, she still hangs out with him. I mean, I don't, like I said, who am I to tell her who she can and can't hang out with? And, so, I mean, I'm cool with her hanging out with him. What I'm not cool is with... I can't even talk right now. What I'm not cool with is him doing, like, creepy shit. Because he's kind of a creepy kid. And he does, like, creepy shit to her. Like, he tells her, like, oh, your cleavage looks good today. And, like, shit like that.
Leave a comment saying this
stuff's
okay. That's
a bit of a line, though.
Huh?
That's epic, like, definitely.
That's definitely
that's out of line?
That's out of line, dude.
It's one thing if she's single and he's saying that, right? But when she's together with someone, that's...
when she's with somebody, that's, like, completely out of
line. Like, you can't fucking say shit like that.
Like oh, hey... Like,
but out of all the things you can compliment, you compliment the
like your
cleavage. Yeah, you could like I mean saying like oh you look good today or
like you have a really nice smile.
Yeah, that's fine. Like oh your hair looks good or something.
Your boob like... wedgie looks fine.
Wow. Fucking silence your phones, guys.
Hey, so Cameron,
then pick up what?
So basically, he wants something more with Alicia, right?
Yeah.
So that means, like, he wants something more, so he doesn't want to be friends, right?
Yeah, let me build up to that. Let me build what he did, though. Let the listeners know what this fucking kid did and why I'm going to fight him. Probably not going to fight him.
Pay-per-view.
If it gets to the... Cameron versus Jason. That's who it is. His name's
Manny
Jason.
Manny versus Pacquiao Part 2. Yeah. The real fight.
No. I'm not black, though. And he's not that. Filipino. Well, he's a skinny Asian fucking kid.
This is the real fight, though. That part matters. Car.
I wonder if that picked up.
It probably did. It was really close, actually.
Okay, anyway, so this kid, so they were, because she's neighbors with him, too, which, fuck me, right? So they're neighbors, and then, like he invites her to go, like, hang out with, like, you know, her, some of her other friends, too, in the room, and they're just, like, chilling or playing video games or whatever the fuck they do. I don't know, dude. And then, out of nowhere, this fucking kid starts, like, poking her butt and shit, and, like, you can't, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? It's like, why would you... She's not single. Why are you, like, poking someone's butt if they're already in a relationship? Like, one, that's, like, sexual harassment, right?
That is sexual harassment.
And two, it's, like...
Sexual harassment, right?
Sexual harassment. She's in a relationship. It's like, you shouldn't be fucking with girls that are in a relationship. Like, they're, you know?
Yeah.
Why you gotta be that guy? So he's doing that, and she's like, no, don't do that. Like, that's not cool or whatever. And then, like... She's just sitting down on his bed, and then, like, he goes and, like, lies down and puts his head on my girlfriend's lap. And then she's like, no, get off. And it's like, no, it's okay. Shh, whatever. It's
what
like,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. We gotta roll in this kid now.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. We'll be right back.
You gotta roll this kid now.
Well, I mean, it happened once already, and then Alicia was like, oh, no, don't get involved, whatever. Like, I'll deal with it. Then it happened again. Like, he didn't get the fucking message.
Fuck, Bobby, start the car right now. We're stopping this kid out tonight.
Am I wrong?
We know where he is. We got this.
It's the second time. Like, now I have to step in, right?
Yeah, dude, you have to roll this kid's face.
Yeah, I gotta let him know. That's how you know we're actually in a car. For those of you who don't believe it, we're in Bobby's van. It's a green van we call the Mystery Machine.
It's purple. We're on tour.
Oh, it's purple?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was green.
Didn't we have this discussion, like, in front of, like...
Something's fucked up with me, I don't know.
There you go.
All right. All right, crack the window now. Okay, so... it's the second time. I have to step in now,
yeah,
right?
You have to roll his face.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm not gonna roll his face. Wait, have you talked to him yet? No, because I haven't seen him.
Oh.
So, next time I see him, I'm gonna pull him aside and be like, hey, like, I know you don't like me for whatever reason. Like, I don't give a fuck about that, but, like, you basically... I don't care. You can be friends with my girl, but it's like, don't, like... What the fuck? What are you fucking whispering about?
Oh, no.
I'm trying to tell a story.
Yeah, you have to lay down the line, though.
So
I'm like, yeah.
The boundary.
I don't... You can be friends with her. I'm not... Like I said, I'm not one to say who you can and can't be friends with.
You can't hang out with any of your old friends anymore.
You're starting a new life together, Cameron. It's fine.
You signed the dotted line.
I know. Oh, I sound so fucking, like,
no,
possessive. Oh, my God. What's wrong with me?
It's like a concern.
You sound a little possessive. I'm not going to lie about that.
But...
But that's
no, I'm not. I'm letting her hang out with her fucking friends. Like, I'm not saying no. You can't hang out with you can't hang out with any of your guy friends. No, like,
I'm like with any of your friends.
You're not allowed to hang out with Bradley anymore.
No one.
Bradley is a dick. You can't hang out with him.
It's like, what the fuck?
But yeah, no, like, basically,
I guess
I'm gonna
you
say
made
like
blacklist, dude.
You're on my hit list, huh?
Dude. Everyone, we can hang out with
him. But basically, I can't talk either. Basically, like, fuck. Where was I going with this?
You have to fight him.
No. That's not yet.
You're gonna roll face him?
No, I'm just gonna, like, give him a warning and I'm, like, basically, like, if she tells me that you're doing this creepy sexual shit to her again, like, you and me are going at it. Like, this is your last warning.
On podcast.
on podcast.
Pay-per-view. So, am I wrong about that? I mean
no,
I let it slide the first time.
Long time
you
ago,
think so?
Yeah.
It's a long time coming.
I don't know why you didn't.
This has been going on basically since before we were together, too, like you do.
I mean, there's, like, like
That was okay then.
Yeah, it was okay then.
Yeah, but now it's, like, you guys...
It escalated mm-hmm. too quickly.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. Like, I had, like, this, like, a same situation with two other friends.
Yeah.
Like, it was in high school. Apparently, like, one of my friends was, like, hanging out too much with, like, my other friend's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And it escalated to the point where we were just hanging out, and one of my friends, like, he just turns the corner... Like, where we hang out, it's, like, a little, like, loft area, like, in high school.
Yeah.
Like, he turns the corner, drops his backpack. I didn't know. He looked very angry. He's, like, this pale Asian kid. He turned pink that day.
Yeah.
And then he just, like, I saw a clenched fist and just, whack!
Oh,
like,
fuck,
shit.
Dude.
Like, he hit that red zone real quick.
To who?
To my other friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just gonna say this. When I do confront him... Like, I'm not gonna swing, or I'm not gonna instigate it, basically. Like, if he swings at me first, then I'm going at him.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know.
If it goes to a third time, yeah, I'm swinging first.
Oh, shit.
But,
Like, definitely don't instigate, though.
No. I mean, for now. I used to be a pro hockey player. Instigating is not good. Semi-pro hockey player.
Semi-pro.
Almost pro. Let's not relive that. but, yeah, like, I'm not going to instigate unless he does it for a third time. Then I have to. I don't know, am I crazy or am I wrong? I feel like I'm a little crazy, but...
No, you're not. No. That sounds very reasonable.
I feel like you're underreacting.
Cameron, I said last really? Before, right?
Ooh.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. So this proves what? Like, what were you trying to bring up?
Because it proves, like, I tell you, people who can't have what they want don't want the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That means they don't want to be friends. And guys who can't have the girl they want can't be friends with that girl.
Well, I mean, they can be friends. You just can't be doing weird sexual, like,
that's
shit.
That's what makes them, because like, friends don't do that. That's
touching her and
that's
shit.
That's what I'm saying,
you know?
Guys. Commenting on her can't tits. Be friends.
Okay.
Shit, nice FD.
Because Chevy Cruze just rolled by. An actual Chevy Cruze. And it looks like an FD Civic.
Because guys want too much out of the relationship between the two.
Basically, it guys the board want a friendship. Fuck,
yeah.
Right? And guys who aren't in a relationship
guys
just want to fuck.
Guys are all beasts and savages, all right? Every guy out there, you know it's true too, right?
Men are wolves, don't trust them.
But like, I mean,
I don't know.
Girls, trust what your dad tell you. Guys are wolves. Not gonna lie about that.
Cause like, are we gonna bring this up? What? Basically, like, if one of your close friends, you're like, oh, I'm never gonna get with her, or whatever. But she was like, oh, I wanted to, you know, let's hook up or whatever. You would do it, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You would.
Yes.
Kinda?
Yes.
Yeah.
I speak for almost all men, right?
I would. Oh, what am I saying? Jesus Christ.
It's okay, Cameron.
Cameron's drunk right now.
I'm not drunk.
No.
We'll cut that out, too.
He's drunk on feelings.
Drunk on feelings.
All right, let's move to something lighter.
That was a pretty heavy topic.
Yeah, that was.
We can get back to this one.
It's been pretty heavy.
Yeah, it got pretty meaty really quick.
Yeah.
Damn.
But there are a lot of good points in the story, though.
Yeah, okay.
So if you pick up Alicia, do you pick him up, too, since they're neighbors?
No. I don't hang out with my girlfriend and her friend.
You know, you said they're neighbors? I didn't even know that.
There's a lot of people.
You know that?
That means, like, last time we were, the other night we were at her, like, party, graduation party, we were, like, this close to.
Yeah, I know.
And I didn't even know that.
Oh.
No, I meant, like, just to go to school. Like, do you, does he
talk to you? What are you talking about? He went?
No, he fucking drives himself. Like, fuck
that
guy.
He's their neighbor. I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Like, he was that close?
Yeah.
Damn. Kim, why didn't you tell
us? We could have had two things to be careful
right there.
Like, congratulating that night.
He wasn't at the thing, though.
Yeah,
I mean, there could have been two celebrations that night.
Well, I think she knew that, like, I was going to, well...
Confront him.
Yeah. So
it's going to happen.
Well, you can ask her when we pick her up soon. What time is it? Okay, maybe you want to get going.
We can do this.
Are we going to do this while it's rolling?
Yeah, we can
do
this.
No, it's going to sound really bad.
You sure?
Yeah, it picks up everything.
Oh, well, what time are we at? Okay, we're almost at... Okay, we're almost at 30. You want to just cut it for
Yeah,
commercial?
Let's cut it at 30.
All right, guys, we're cutting to commercial, and we're going to pick up my girlfriend.
All right, guys, we're going to be right back after this short commercial break.
Let's do this carpet. Yeah, let's do durable. Let's do different. But mostly, let's do soft, like this. No, it's got to feel like this. Let's touch this. Touch that. Save a ton, and then let's get on it. Let's see the big game. And let's do floor seats. Let's do this. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Right now, free basic carpet installation on three rooms or more.
All right, guys, welcome back from that short commercial break.
And we're joined by very special guest. Oh, fuck, I didn't get the thing ready.
Hold on.
Guys, just make noises.
Oh,
my
God.
All right, yeah, we don't need it.
Yeah. Why don't we just do that?
We're finding ways to improve the show, like, bit by bit.
So innovative.
That is why we hired you.
Putting two hands together.
So, we're here with very special guest, Alicia.
Hey.
I want to speak a little.
Okay, sorry. Hello.
Yeah. Okay, ooh, all right, that's pretty good. So, might as well bring back the topic, right, Kevin? Just for this part, a small little portion.
So the topic is, can men and women be just friends?
Yeah, it's possible.
Of course it is.
I mean,
okay,
I've had several friends that are guys.
All right, Cameron, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
All right, so Alicia, Cameron, who's the guy? What's his name again?
Jason.
All right. My gosh, this is what you guys are talking about.
Yes.
Wow.
All right, Alicia.
And they all think not all, but Jose thinks
We all.
I've been too passive about it a little bit.
All right, Lisa.
Sorry, I'm
so...
passive myself. I don't like conflict.
I know, but still.
Maybe passive aggressive.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, you said like you don't like him when he does that. Like...
Yeah, I don't. It's uncomfortable. But I mean.
But you still think of him as a friend, right?
I have an idea. We tie this podcast to a CD on a brick and you throw it out his window.
Oh, no! Wait, but he has a gated house, so it's like you can't even...
Throw it over the gate.
Can make it.
I can make it.
He used hockey sticks.
Hockey sticks.
His room, his window is like towards the back. So
no joke.
He Count might have to like jump Casey the Jones fence and go on like the Ninja free... Turtles. Like, never mind.
So you really think guys and girls can just be friends?
Yeah. I mean, I had plenty of guy friends that were just friends.
Is Jason your friend?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, well, now we're back now.
No, it's because then, I mean, lately, it's just like, I feel like he, I mean.
Say
it. Okay, when you start questioning whether
the friendship. Boy
Jason? Oh, my God. No.
all these episodes.
Like, when you start thinking about whether this friend's worth it or not, like, what kind of benefits you're getting out of this friendship, that's when you know.
Benefits,
you know,
you expect exactly. something out of a friend.
Well, benefits.
No, not like that. Like a pro.
Yeah, it's okay. I use all my friends too.
What she's basically saying is, like, it's almost like a one-sided kind of friendship, you know.
Yeah, like I feel like a lot of the
time,
I'm
that's
his
what
mom.
That video was about.
That's it's a strange
Alicia,
relationship for a friend.
Yeah, huh?
All right, Alicia. So, this Jason guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does he want something out of you? Like sexually, can you admit that?
No, definitely not. No, I don't think
so. Well, we're not talking about you. We're saying, does he want something from you?
Yeah.
Not saying, do you want sexual shit?
Yeah, does he want a
sexual relationship?
Not that I know of. All I know is that he thought.
He fucking told you. He had a dream about having a threesome with you and your other friend.
You and Cameron.
Told me. Actually, no, he... Should I mention about the... what he would ask me. Okay.
You say everything.
Time,
fuck it. Say
there's
everything.
There's this one time we were just hanging out and we were like saying, we were playing like, would you? Whatever.
Oh, would you? Oh, whatever.
And then like, he was like, oh, Alicia, how would you feel if I was having a threesome with Cece and Cameron? And I was just like, excuse me?
Wait.
I would never do a threesome with him.
Yeah,
you,
I was so.
You were included?
Yeah.
Was this a dream?
No, this is just like, how would you feel? How would you react? And I was like...
Well, I wouldn't do it when I'm with you.
I'd obviously be super upset. Plus, I don't think Cameron would even do that. Because, yeah, I don't know.
No 3P.
Yeah.
Eiffel Tower's not a no-go. It's a no-go zone.
It's a no-go zone when you're in a relationship. Okay. You're single. That's different.
Just high-fiving.
That's so awkward.
It's awkward for the girl.
No, look at...
Like, she's, like, on a spit skier, like mm-hmm. just rotating.
Wait, but hold on, what were we talking about earlier?
Can guys and girls be friends, basically?
I mean, it's possible.
It's possible, yeah.
It's possible.
Well, what about Jason? Is he your friend?
It's very rare.
Well, I don't know. He's more, like...
Think of it this way. Do you think friends can date? Like... Do you think friends can date? Like,
yeah, I think
just
that's
friends.
It's possible, yeah.
Well, like someone you see just as a friend.
But just staying in friends.
Oh, okay.
Staying within friends.
Yeah,
they're
just in their friend zone. Yeah, do you think they'll ever date?
If a friend could ever date, like someone who's a friend zone could ever date the
person, the other person, the other party.
Wait, what do you mean by this? I don't, like they're both, they both know they're not leaving.
They both
the
know they're just, okay, they're both friends, right?
Yeah.
Right?
So
like nothing's ever happened, right?
Mm hmm.
So do you feel like the party that's not interested can ever date the other party?
I think both parties have to be interested.
Exactly. So
unless,
do you
unless
feel
unless
Jason
party,
is interested in you?
Unless the person who's approached, like the one who's being approached by the person who's interested, feels guilty, then that's a possibility. Like there's always that where they feel bad and will get into the relationship because they don't want to hurt them.
That's depressing.
Yeah, it happens. Like I've heard about it and. I get pretty mad. It's usually the girl feeling guilty, but it's just like, why would you even do that? You're like wasting their time, you know, putting their hopes up.
But if you're a good friend, you would turn them down.
Yeah, that's true.
But then if you don't turn them, that means you're not a good friend, which means maybe you guys shouldn't have been friends in the first place.
Wait, so you're saying if they were...
Oh, Kevin, whoa.
Hold on, so you're saying...
You're a computer science major, not philosophy.
Wait, so you're saying that if... a good friend would
calmly shut him down.
Okay. Sorry. But then they're not a good friend if they reject them. What?
I think both could be considered good friends. It just depends what your view is. Like, some people... You know how... Let's say you have something set in your teeth, right? And you know that thing, like, only friends would point that out?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be kind of like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought like, I just when it flies down.
Oh, yeah.
And then somebody catches it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Honesty is the best policy, so...
Mm-hmm.
If they reject you...
2D girls are the best.
Oh. Bobby, save that for Weeaboh Bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Coming
Chinese
soon.
Cartoons.
Coming soon. Weaboh Bullshit. Mm-hmm. When? I don't know.
Next week.
Maybe. Next week?
Next week?
Oh, damn.
So
oh,
we'll set
fuck.
It up.
All right.
Oh, all right.
Dude, that's going like 2 weeks.
Oh, that's right. We gotta get all this shit done. Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Be on the lookout for Weaboh Bullshit. Coming soon.
To DVD.
Straight to DVD.
DVD. What?
Straight to DVD.
All right, this is getting weird. Okay, back on track.
What did Jason do?
Well, I don't know. You want to talk about that? Like,
I don't
know. The weird
shit.
Where
do I even start?
Oh.
Sorry, I have like a lot of stories, but it's just like, I don't know where to start.
Start wherever. What happened last? The butt incident.
What happened last? Okay.
Poking the butt.
When we last hung out, like before this more recent hangout, I told him to stop doing that kind of stuff. And he said himself that he would stop and he would control himself.
Can't control himself.
And then we hung out recently. It was like out for my birthday thing. We like went to Cheesecake Factory, whatever, and we all agreed to like go back to his place, play Mortal Kombat on the PC. And his like room setup is so that his bed's kind of like across the computer monitor, whatever. He has like 2 chairs. There's like how many of us? Like I guess 5 of us. So two of the people were on the chairs. I was on the bed with my friend Brian, and Jason ends up joining.
Does he, like, get in between you guys?
No, I'm, like, right next to Brian. He's, like, on my other side.
Okay.
I'm in the middle. And then he, like wraps himself in the blanket. It's, like, a weird when he does this. And then all of a sudden, he, like, just puts his head on my lap. I'm like, what the heck? And I literally just, like, lift him off and, like, pushed him. And I was like, no. Like, I gave him a stern no. Probably didn't sound stern right now, but like, yeah, I was like, ew, whatever, get off of me. And then, like, he was like, why? And then, whatever. And then, like, there's this one time where he just started poking my butt, like, vigorously. And I was like, what the heck are you doing?
Like,
whatever. And then
Jesus
he's like,
Christ, Cameron, put this guy down.
And then,
please.
And then,
I have been too passive, huh?
He was just, like, poking my butt, right? And then I was like, can you stop? And he's like, who's gonna stop me? I was like, you know, Cameron's not gonna like this.
He's trying to go straight.
And he's like, okay, then. Whatever, and he's like, okay, I'm gonna go tell him, and I get my phone, and I was like, no! Whatever, and then he got scared by that.
Pushing his luck
whatever.
Right now.
But.
I have to confirm.
Yeah, do you be too passive?
Can I not be there?
The party.
Can I not be, oh my god.
You don't have to be there.
I don't have to be there.
But if you're there, then you're there, sorry.
Just run.
What if I'm, okay, he was
like,
hey,
like,
okay,
Alicia,
you know
like,
Kara could throw you his car keys.
Alicia,
like,
just record it, put it on Warstar.
Like I told you, I'm not gonna, I won't instigate
this
time.
Seat. Just chill.
If it happens again after the talk I have with him, then I'm gonna have to knock a fucking kid out.
He's so scrawny though, it's not fair.
He said he could fight, so we'll see.
It's obvious that he can't.
Yeah, he beat up his dad.
His dad is smaller than him.
Tell that story.
Oh, okay, well, how does
the
that
photo, work? The photo.
Okay, so I'm, like, hanging out with, was I hanging out with you, Cam?
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, so we're just hanging out, and then, like,
you get a text.
He texts me, and he's, like, I got into a fight with my dad, and I get a picture, and it's, like, a selfie, and he has, like, a very, like, solemn face, and then, like, he has, like, a small bruise, like, under his eye or something like that, I'm, like, and then Cameron sees this, and he's, like, the heck, why would you send that picture? And then, yeah, it turns out, like, and I ended up seeing Jason, like, the following day after art class. We usually just talk. And he was telling me, yeah, I got into a fight with my dad, blah, 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 this and that. I won the fight, blah, blah, blah. And he was all saying, like, you know, I'm a really scrawny guy, but when I get mad, I could really beat someone up, blah, blah, blah. And he was really upset with Cameron's with the first impression
basically,
of Cameron.
Basically, like, this kid's judgmental as shit, and when I first met him, like,
He
immediately thought, oh, I don't like this guy, he's a douchebag.
And the thing is, it's just like, I kind of introduced him as a friend. I don't know.
Yeah. This is before we were together, too.
Before we started dating.
Move,
but like,
I think he felt the threat or something. It was just like, no, I don't like him, don't hang out with him.
I don't know. And then he was like, you know, I got really pissed off.
Damn, thanks, guys. I'm alpha.
Like, see Xavier.
Yeah.
Beta.
But he got really.
We don't know about that either.
Oh,
we'll get into that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll update the viewers on Xavier.
Yay.
Yes.
All right. Well, he got. He was, like, telling me how he got really upset he would have beat Cameron up, but he controlled himself. And when I heard that in my mind...
But during this time, did he know that I used to be, like, a semi-pro hockey
player?
Yeah,
I would tell him that. And I'm like, okay, honestly, like, in my head, I was just like, please don't. Like, Cameron could just snap you in half. Like, I already know what he's, I did, like, he's scummy as heck. And then instead of saying that you're definitely not going to win, I was just like, please don't bother, please. I don't want you guys fighting. I just changed the subject because I do not want
to
think about
it. It's not like I was like addicted. Like, I didn't fucking do anything to him. I was just like, hey.
I know, yeah. All you did was, like, you know, casual high, like, nod, whatever.
Shook his hand and shit, like.
And then.
What does this guy look like? I actually have not seen
a picture. No, you want to see a picture?
Me neither. I want to see.
Okay, save the picture. This is fucking radio killer.
All right, show the picture to the radio, guys. I think we all want to see. Right, guys?
Should be like the photo.
Realized that majority of his Instagram, I'm in the pictures.
Wow. All right, let's describe him.
See? I'm going to have to fucking kill
him. He's a scrawny guy. That guy with a birthday cake. I bought him that birthday cake.
That guy is tough looking.
Is he? Was he like five
very tough five looking.
No, he's like a little taller than me.
He has like a Martin Lee face.
He's probably like 5'6".
I'm like 5'4".
That was just kind of
like Martin. He has the look of Bruce Lee.
Oh my god.
He kind of looks like Martin, right?
Really? Like Martin.
Yeah, but he acts like fucking Steven.
Oh. Oh my gosh, I have a story about that actually.
Steven?
I'm like,
is this him?
Yeah, that's him.
I see.
We're having a lot of fun here, huh? This is fun, right?
Yeah. But actually, I have a story about Steven. All right. And, like, his cousin.
You?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm friends with his cousin. His cousin is...
Chris. His name's Chris.
Christian.
Okay, Chen.
Christian.
Okay. Oh, wait, can you just Christian. Censor that?
I'll have to edit it. Sorry. I'll listen to it and tell Bradley.
Okay, well, his name's Chris. And, yes. Yeah, they're cousins, whatever. And, all of a sudden... So, he was in that group with Jason, me, and, like, my other dudes. And then all of a sudden, I have a lot of guy friends. I'm sorry.
You can No. I'm not possessive. You can hang out.
Okay.
With
him.
Cameron's like grinding his teeth.
The back of his head, like
sitting by the phone.
I'm finally legal. He's finally legally an adult, so you can beat his ass now.
Oh, there you go. It's finally legal. Up a kid, dude. I can kick his ass.
All right.
I think,
well,
either way, it's assault.
Better assaulting someone as an adult than a kid.
Like.
I don't know if that's
going
to hold up in
court. I'm sorry, we cut you off.
Oh, it's all right.
A big ass Cameron and a guy that's under 18 that's super scrawny. Feels like it could be child molestation. But he's 18 now, so it's cool.
Okay. But like,
Bobby, what are you doing?
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, chilling. He's chilling.
Toe prints. Okay, but so our friend Chris, he just cut us off. All of a sudden, like, he deleted his Facebook, his Instagram, and made a new one and blocked us and everything. And even on Snapchat. So we're still friends with his girlfriend, and she just opened up about the subject, and apparently Steven told Chris to not be friends with his high school friends anymore. That's why he cut us off. It was really weird.
Our Steven told Chris not to be, why?
But the entire family, like, in that entire side of the family is just super depressive and everything. I don't know. But then whenever his girlfriend tries to bring it up, he doesn't like talking about it and changes the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This fucking kid. That family's complicated. But yeah, Jason's complicated too.
from what the stories, like, Alicia tells me, it basically seems like he doesn't have real problems. His problems aren't real problems, you know?
They're first world problems.
Basically, more than that, it's
like... just a whiny bitch, basically.
Upper class problems. It's like just rich kid problems, basically.
Gosh, he said something super offensive to me that one time. What was it again? You remember?
Yeah, I'm not poor.
Something, it was like,
who is this?
Fucking Jason.
Oh, it was like something about financial aid.
Well, I know, yeah.
And then, like, he was like, I don't need that, I'm not poor. Like, I don't know, he said something really offensive. I don't remember what it was.
Don't worry about it. I think it had to be some concert ticket.
And then he didn't realize what he just said.
Get the dick, why are you friends with him?
Because I feel like being his mom, I need to be.
Because, like, you feel, I think you feel like he's going to try to kill himself or something.
Yeah, that's.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's scary. I'm like.
What would you do, Cameron?
Pity is the best friendship.
Okay, well, first off, I don't. No offense, Alicia, I'm sorry, but I've told you this before. Like, mm-hmm. I don't hang out with people who, like, you know, mm-hmm. give bad vibes or, like, you know what I mean?
Have dark orbs.
All my friends are fucking awesome. All you guys, I fucking love you guys.
Thank you.
Ride or die.
Where's the clapping thing when you need it?
Yay! I'm off on that today, guys. Sorry.
It's alright. Sorry, dude. It's alright.
It's a long day.
But it's like, you know, I don't see why you would hang out with someone who puts you in, like, you know...
Like, in the bad situation.
Yeah, or, like, you know, just give... It's more of a hindrance than, like, a, you know... Mm. You know? I don't know. That's just me. But you can hang out. I've said this how many times? Like, 5 times?
10.
I'm not one to tell you who you can or can't hang out with. You can hang out with whoever you got, you know, whoever you want.
I think we could make a drinking game out of this.
I know. Every time Cameron says, Bobby, I'm not one to tell you who you can and can't hang out with.
Oh, my goodness.
Take a drink. Take a shot. Okay. On a lighter note.
Okay. All right, let's move on to...
How what time are we? Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like 45.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Oh, this is good stuff. all right, Bobby's career dreams. I mean, might as well.
What the fuck? Okay.
Let's talk about this. Remember in high school? So when we were in high school, yeah, it seemed like Bobby's, like, career goals, like, always changed. And they were always, like, something very interesting.
It's just something that happened on the spot during the day that made him change his mind.
Yeah. Let's get into that, Bobby.
Like, I wanted to be a stripper at one point.
Did you want to be a stripper?
That was his original goal.
You
wanted
to be a baker.
Like, what would your stripper name be, Bobby?
No, let me tell you the
Bobby
story.
Bobby Star.
Bobby Star?
Two R's on the star.
How are you inspired?
Jose, let me tell you a story. He went to the doctor during freshman year, right? He was diagnosed to be, what, 6'2", 6'3"? So he's like, I should be a fucking model. And then his dad was like, why don't you be a stripper model? He's like, yeah, dude, good job.
Did your dad say that you're too ugly for that?
First job.
My dad did say I was way too ugly for that. That's why I chose not to.
Your dad shut down all your dreams. We could talk about that, too.
Second job, to be an artist. He went to go to the SF School of Arts, learn the arts. But then he knew his calligraphy was off. His handwriting sucked ass. Dream gone. Third dream.
Actually, I want to make money, Kevin.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Oh, wow.
Third dream. I made him say the word firefighter, but he kept saying fire. He's like, fuck you, Kevin. I'm going to become a firefighter when I grow up now.
Right? Bobby, say firefighter.
Firefighter.
Three lights.
Yeah. Fire. That's called a fucking arsonist.
Yeah, this guy wants to be an arsonist. Fourth dream.
Mixtape.
Fourth dream, guys. Fire, we baked, like, the best, like, cake. I think it's called a Bake the Last or something. Oh, but I was like, I should be a fucking chef, dude. Look at this. Look what we made, guys.
Actually, that was a legitimate goal.
That was our sophomore class, cooking class, right?
I can say that.
Yeah. And then the next creation we made was shithole. It was like that Pokemon cake, whatever. That's just disgusting.
Pokemon cake?
Yeah, his dream went down the fucking drain.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, we shaped it as a Pokeball. Remember Chanel's idea?
What kind of cake was it?
I didn't have any input in that. I didn't make anything.
Anyway, it tastes like shit, and his dream went down.
I know, yeah. Why did it taste so bad?
I don't even know, dude.
Like vanilla and normal.
I felt like it tasted more salty than
no, she didn't mix it well, though.
Yeah.
She mixed it really bad.
I kind of blame that on the girl's part, but anyways, it killed Bobby's dream.
Bobby's hopes and dreams.
Actually, no. My parents.
I think we should mention that there was this, I'm not going to say the school name because then it'll give away too much information, but there's a school that Bobby wanted to go to and he got into, but his dad basically took the acceptance package, right?
Yeah.
And like, what, he hid it from you?
Yeah, he threw it away.
Oh, I thought he hid it.
No, he threw it away.
Okay, he threw it away. And then...
this entire time.
Yeah, and then that made Bobby have to go to that naval school he's going to. And then you find out, like, after you graduate, right? Like, your dad basically threw it away, right?
After a complete orientation, I was like, oh yeah, you got accepted, but I threw away the packet, so you never could have gone.
This whole time, Bobby forgot to check online for his application status.
Yeah. I'm old school.
Just waiting for the letter, basically?
Yeah.
Damn, Bobby. You're crazy, man. All right, so next top. I mean, we have a good number of topics we need to talk about.
Yeah, we have a lot.
You want to pick one off the list?
Alright, let's do.
I feel like we have like a randomizer.
Let's go back to. All right, we're gonna bring it back, take it back, old school, middle school stories.
Oh wait! I think we should mention before I forget.
Yeah.
The epiphany Xavier had.
Oh.
Okay, guys. Fuck. Yeah, we have
so
to
we're gonna clarify on the situation of our other host,
Xavier, who's not here because
he took a leave. At 9:30 p.m.
And
he's such a good kid.
We joke that like his curfew's at like 9. It really is at 9. Like he goes to bed at 9:30. Like it's ridiculous.
Wait, is it a set curfew for himself?
Yes. It's not like his parents tell him like you can't go out.
So he's disciplined.
He sets the curfew for himself. I was at a party with him on Friday, right?
He sets his own rules.
I was at a party with him.
I mean, that's sort of alpha, like to be honest. Sort of.
He's already moved
on. I feel like any alphanist that has just gets canceled out by the fact that he sleeps at 9.
Oh, yeah, that's true. that's fucking true.
So I was at a party with him, and he was getting a ride from one of his friends, right? And they're like, okay, we'll leave at 1. And then, like, at the last hour of it, he'd be like, okay, man, we got 60 minutes left, all right, before we got to go. He's like, all right, we got 45 minutes before we got to dip, all right?
Dude, that's the fuck. I killed the fire.
When was this?
This is Friday.
Jesus Christ.
I got really fucked up then. Let's not get into that. Yeah. But, yeah, he was like, okay, man, 5 minutes, we got to go, all right? 5 minutes, like, I'm out. We got to go.
You should get into that party.
I'm not getting into that. That was bad.
Come ask me, I'll pick you up. Right, Kevin?
Some guy, I forgot his name. He was a really nice kid, drove me.
Yeah,
I don't know how he knew where my address is. I don't remember if I told him or not.
Maybe like typed it in.
He was that messed up.
I was that fucked up.
He was
Snapchatting
me, apologizing.
This was for what?
Guys,
what?
Sorry.
Who's someone's birthday?
It was Jeremiah. Yeah. Dude, fucking party.
Your other squad?
Yeah.
Jeremiah's party? Your people?
My people.
Your people.
My other people. But yeah, that was, oh. I got more messed up that night than my 21st.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
You were pretty gone, too.
21st, I was pretty gone. This, I was even worse.
I still have your selfie on my phone.
Yeah.
Do
we?
Like, yeah.
He took selfies on everyone's phone.
Did I?
Yeah,
oh
you did.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry, guys.
It's like, I had never seen you smile this big before. Like, to be perfectly honest.
Was it, did you Instagram that?
No. Well, I might have.
I think I stole on Instagram.
Hold on. Let me see.
What's
me
going
see.
On?
Still have it.
Who's your
anyway.
Guy? Yeah, okay, well... Okay, that's the thing about Xavier. So he had an epiphany, basically. He was re-listening to the podcast. He only listens to the ones he's in, but...
The second one, right?
Yeah, he listened to the second one, which I think is the best podcast
classic.
Like we've ever done. And then he had a realization. He's like, man, like, I sound like a faggot right now. That's what he said. It's like, I sound like such a faggot. Sorry, I know.
It's all good. Okay. I don't care.
I sound like a fag right now. Like, true. Girls aren't gonna like this. Like, me talking shit about myself. Like, I gotta change my image. I need to stop being so beta. That's what he said.
Wait, all while he's live?
What do you mean?
No. This was in a conversation with him.
Oh.
So, he's trying to change his ways and become more of an alpha male. But, I don't know. We'll see how that turns out. I don't really see any difference so far. He doesn't want to hang out and shit. Like,
you have like a journal of your observations, like day one.
Day one. Xavier still didn't want to hang out past 9:30.
Progress
Gamma.
Is slow.
Okay. Sorry, Xavier. Well, you won't listen to this. You only listen to shit you're in. Fuck you. Okay.
Shoot. You're
I'm
off
kidding.
The show.
It's cold. Just know.
Tours over, guys.
I'm glad that you realize your problem, and I'm glad you're trying to fix it.
The first step to healing is
admitting. Yeah. Yes, accepting. Okay, so what was one of the stories?
No, let's
or
do
topics.
Let's just move down the list in general.
Well, that's all right. All I got.
I think you want to do middle school stories.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, those are
pretty. Funny.
Huh?
I said Bobby tell his story.
Yeah.
No, you guys are good.
You want? All right. Story which
tell.
One do you want to talk about? Wait.
Bobby and the.
The weed muffin.
Sure.
Or the burrito.
Oh, wait, let's
the burrito's our, pretty good, too.
Let's introduce... I'll introduce the group that we had, and, like, they can get a gist of who we are.
I mean, we don't really hang out with them anymore, because
they're
all,
then, yeah.
Druggies now.
Aww. All right. So, in middle school, well, we had all different friends from what we have now, but I guess the only ones that stayed were Bobby, me, and Cameron... Jared?
That's Jared, yeah.
Thanks, Jared.
He's in the Marines right now, I think.
Shout out to Jared.
Yeah. Shout out to Jared.
He's protecting our country. And we thank you for that, Jared.
We salute you.
Come home safe. Thank you. Really listen to this? Isn't it?
Oh, we
well, I mean, we
him.
Haven't
he probably
seen
would.
Him since. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll
since
tell him next time.
Since yeah. the trip.
All right. So we hung out with a dude named, I'll just use first names, Eric. He's a drug dealer now.
Like, that's his career now. Like, he has a kid and he, like, supports his kid by selling weed.
Sorry, I have another drink on the side.
Weed and other said stuff.
Allegedly. The podcast.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we had Eric. We had a kid named Sonny.
Oh, fuck
this
that
is
guy.
A whole nother story altogether.
Oh, Sonny we could get into for hours.
Yeah, hours. This
fuck
kid,
that guy.
This kid's occupation right now, asshole.
He's just a professional asshole.
Snitch.
And a snitch.
Other person we hung out with was...
funny.
Well, Loon. He's still around here.
Yeah, we don't see him
yeah,
as
we
much.
Yeah, we still hang out with him.
Yeah, his name is Luke now.
Yeah, Luke.
Luke?
He goes by Luke?
Cool kid. Yeah.
Cool,
no way.
Cool hand
his,
Luke?
It's like his Facebook name.
Alvin.
Alvin. Oh, no, we don't need to get into that. Like, okay. The miners. All right.
These side characters.
Oh, and Jason.
Jason.
And this is going to be the crux of the story, because this kid... All right, let me explain to you what kind of guy this was. So, I don't know if it's a common thing, but almost every group has, like... Well, not every group. Groups have the kind of person where, like, they kind of attach themselves to that group.
And, like, you don't really want them there, but, I mean, they're just there.
They're just kind of there. And
wow, no, we sound so fucked up right
it's,
now.
No, but it's like... We'll explain what happened so, like, they can see.
Okay.
So, he's kind of one of those... He's a fat kid, Jason. And in middle school, he was the kind of guy that liked trying to show off that he was cool and stuff, right?
Very boastful.
Very, yeah, boastful. So, you know, trying to be alpha. So, one day, I walked out of the cafeteria... And this is middle school. I think this is 8th grade. And I walked out. I got a bean burrito, nachos, and the chips that accompany them.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk out into the eating area. And Jason, you know, he's right there. He sees me. And he comes up, and he grabs the chips. And I was like, well, I can't eat the nachos anymore. It's just cheese and beans now, right? So I see Bobby walk by. And I hand him the burrito. And I tell him... here, throw this to Jason. And he walks off. He doesn't even say a word. I was like, all right. I didn't think he was going to do it either. And after lunch was fifth period, our science class with Mr. Leggett.
Shout outs to Mr. Leggett, shout wherever you are.
Working at the airport.
Yep, that's where I saw him.
What?
I don't know why that's... Yeah. Okay, we'll get into that
too. We'll get into that later. But, so... I walk to our science classroom, and I see Jason standing in front. And he doesn't have a jacket on anymore. And he had, like, a super bright white jacket. And he's just wearing a t-shirt now. And he looks really mad. And he's like, Bradley, you owe me a new jacket! I was like, why? And he's like, Bobby threw a burrito at me! He's like, you told him to do it. I was like, oh, shit, he actually did that?
I mean, that's a true mark of a friend. Like, when you ask for a favor, he goes out and does it.
Bobby's also fucking crazy. He's a fucking thug.
But no. He's a fucking goon for doing that shit.
And then Cameron...
Yeah, yeah, and then the fucking burrito shrapnel hit me, too.
He's like, it got on me, too.
It got on me. Like, I was pissed off. Like, my hoodie was ruined. Well, not ruined, but I had to wash it because the burrito shrapnel from Bobby's burrito, or Bradley's burrito in this case, fucking, like, hit Jason and, like, exploded on me.
Yeah, Bobby.
Like, what I see... We're
double kill, friendly fire.
Yeah.
Fucking collateral damage.
We were in the Mulberry area, it's called. The Mulberry area. And, like, I just see Bobby just, like, holding something, right? Just walking down. And he just has this big fucking smile on his face. Like,
he has, like
what he has right now. But, yeah, like, what he has right now.
Is he, like, wearing, like, some, like, black hoodie or something?
Yeah, he's wearing, like, a hoodie.
Always.
Yeah, Bobby had, like, one hoodie he always wore.
The way you're describing makes me think of, like, a hitman, like, fucking walking towards their target.
Burrito assassin.
Spraying people down in slow motion.
So I just see him walking. He has something in his hand, right? And all of a sudden, I just see him lift it up, and it's, like, the fucking burrito.
Was it, like, trapped in his pocket?
It was in like the
yeah, I think pocket. You hit it. Yeah.
You hit it the in gun like, pocket. Yeah.
Bobby hit the burrito in his fucking pouch pocket, right, the hoodie. Just pulls it out with a big smile and just chucks it, like sidearm chucks it. Like,
wait, how big was the burrito?
It was like a pretty decent.
Before they shrunk it.
Yeah, this is like you know. Well, this was during the recession. Well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, it was a pretty decently sized burrito, and like he just fucking chucks it. It's Jason like. Just right in the chest, like explodes everywhere, like burrito shrapnel, and like it gets on me, and I was like, "Shit, thanks, Bobby." Like, what the fuck, buddy.
Did you just like taste the burrito afterwards?
Just like, I didn't taste it.
It's like it's a good burrito.
It didn't get on my face. It only got on my hoodie. I remember it didn't get like anywhere near my face or.
You're
hands
like the bystander to that.
Yeah,
Cameron. The question is, what were you doing next to Jason?
I mean, Jason was part of, like, the little like, crew we hang out with.
Yeah, so like, he was, like, around whatever tree we hung around.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Having your own tree.
Yeah, he, I mean, we can all run it. We all went to... I'm not going to say what middle school it was. But we all know.
It was divided into territories.
It's funny, because after, like, sorry, guys. You guys...
That's all right. I feel like you guys are a little left out on this.
It's all good.
Okay.
But you know how, like, there was, like, the popular kids hung out, like, that one middle tree in the Mulberry?
Yeah.
Eventually, that popular tree moved into the quad.
There's a quad tree now?
Huh, the quad.
That quad. Big tree, you know, with the store.
Right
know,
by where snacks. They sell the ice cream. Oh,
yeah, I don't know why, but they chose that tree.
Damn, smart. It's ice cream. Convenient. Yeah, ice cream.
This is back when you could buy, like, ice cream.
Oh, my God. In school. 7th grade, you could buy soda and vending machines.
Are you serious?
How come the high school didn't have freaking ice cream machines in the middle school?
Some kind of law for health.
Thanks, fuck. Oh, Bobby. Oh, we're gonna have to blur that shit.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that.
Yeah, I was just like, what? Oh, what'd you say? Damn it.
Don't say it. He just named the governor. He's gonna give away what state.
That's all right.
No, but it's a pretty...
That's just a state, dude. That's it.
It's a pretty wide name, like, big name... Yeah, we'll bleep it out.
Bobby!
Bobby, stop!
I'm sorry, I just said it.
Fucking amateur.
I have to fucking
I'm sorry.
It's like when hi, Rona. It's like when Rona was on. Yeah, she shout out to Rona.
There's no way.
She probably would.
You think so?
Yeah, she listens to the show.
Oh.
Christy, too.
Oh, wow.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Christy. Fuck
Hello.
Christy.
Yeah, shout out to Christy.
Yeah, they listen to it. I just remember, like, Rona's first time on, she was, like, dropping last names, fucking locations.
Oh,
like,
my God.
So she was like, oh, I'm so sorry, Bradley.
Sorry, I'm giving you more work.
No, it's...
My bad.
It's all right. I mean, Bradley edits it, I just listen to it.
Yeah, you have to listen to it. Yeah. That's the hard part.
And, like, figure out what needs to get edited.
Mm, yeah, that's great, Bobby. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Next story. Oh, how about the weed muffin incident?
That's another good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Bobby.
All right, go for it, Bobby. This is on you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh.
That delayed reaction. Like Bobby.
Bobby, did you just eat a weed muffin?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, Bobby ate a weed muffin.
Blueberry muffin.
Blueberry muffin.
Okay.
Yeah, is that what the kids call it these days?
I love it. I don't care what anybody says. Oh, like, blueberry bomb is so delicious, though.
I just had one last week.
Ooh, right? The one from Costco is great.
Sugar-coated.
Oh, what?
Shout-outs to... Wow, we're doing a Costco commercial.
I like Costco.
Oh, we can do a Costco commercial.
Oh, my God. Okay, Bobby, you going to tell the story, or...
What is it?
Bradley, why don't you tell the story?
All right, fine.
Aww.
All right, you want to tell Bobby?
Bobby, tell it.
Okay. Come on, man.
Okay. I think Bobby's just dying right now because it's getting hot in the van.
It's getting pretty fucking
it's
hot.
Pretty fucking, yeah.
Like... I wonder how people, like, feel when they just see footprints on the freaking...
Rape van.
Child molester van.
I wish we had a child molester van. Like, this big...
Oh, the big white one?
Yeah, the free candy vans.
I feel like they have more space in that van.
Oh, yeah, there's one right there.
We should have probably...
Like, one over there, yeah.
So my foot just... I feel like we could, like, stop, like, real quick, to be honest.
Yeah.
We have, like, mobbing around this... Like, right now, like, just chilling, like... Here,
I have to. Yeah, I have to say once again. For those of you who don't believe it, we're actually in Bobby's van doing a fucking podcast.
It's like, freaking
This is extremely like ghetto.
My legs are like
life on the tour.
Yeah,
I can't easy. The horns.
No, Bobby, don't do that.
Oh yeah,
Bobby. I think because we had cars drive by, I think they believe us.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
it's starting to smell a little dank.
All right, Bobby, you want to tell the story about the weed muffin or?
I think Bradley was there that day.
All right, so Bradley
I wasn't, but I know the story.
You weren't there?
Bobby's well, I thought it was at school. I'm in school.
Come on, Bobby. No one knows the story better than the...
Come on.
I mean, it happened to you. Yeah, it didn't happen to us. Man. You ate the muffin. Allegedly.
That is true.
Allegedly.
The whole muffin?
That is true.
Half a muffin.
Half a muffin. Yeah, it was half a muffin.
It was a pretty happy day.
Yeah.
Ragamuffin.
Ragamuffin.
Oh, so that same group of friends we hung out in 7th grade.
Yeah, middle school.
Middle school.
This is, what, 8th grade now?
I think 8th grade.
It's fucking like ancient
ninth grade.
Times.
It was 9th grade. Yeah. I think, yeah, 9th grade. So then we were all hanging by the usual spot, the front of the benches. And Eric at the time, he brought out a muffin. It's like, I'm not hungry anymore. And I'm like.
And this is drug dealer Eric, not our friend Eric.
Not the one who's been on the podcast.
Yeah.
Not gangbanger Eric.
So the picture we're gonna put I can't even talk. I might as well just explain the picture. It's gonna be a photo of Eric, because we didn't get to use it last time. We used the photo of me with the crazy salad flowing from my hat, which I mean my hair. I know, bad joke. But this photo is like
cue the crickets.
Yeah. Oh God. Okay. It's it's a photo of Eric from like 8th grade and like.
Gang bang.
Show the Lolo Eric.
That's
Cholo
that.
Solo Dolo.
All right, continue. Sorry, I had to say that.
It's okay. Meanwhile,
Meanwhile, back at the Miller.
Bobby, you got this?
So then, Eric said he wasn't hungry anymore, and I'm like...
Oh, here, can you...
I heard Jason's like, oh, I want it. I'm super hungry. And I'm like, well, fuck him. You're fat. So then...
Oh, my God. That reminds me of something else.
The first reaction me and Loon had where we both went for the muffin, I took half, and then Loon took what was left, and we shoved it in our mouth, and we chewed and swallowed it. The next thing we know, we just see everyone start laughing. We're like, why are they laughing? And then they just walk off. No one said anything. We're like, okay. All right, I ate a muffin. That tastes funny. It didn't taste like any normal muffins I had.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
I know muffins that wasn't a normal muffin.
Tasted, oh, my God.
Tasted moldy.
And is then, that the bare minimum?
So what happened
day?
After, dude?
Oh, man. Math class was so much different.
Math, that's been very interesting.
Math used to be boring, and then now I'm just seeing, like,
pie everywhere.
Pies everywhere. I think an ant crawled out of my math teacher's beard. It was so weird.
Because like, wait, like, whoa, your math teacher had a beard? I thought we all had the same math teacher.
It was Mr. Cox.
Beard Cox.
Okay, never mind. You didn't have Miss Hughes?
No, this was.
Oh, I had Miss Hughes.
Oh, this was high school.
That's me at high school.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, this was during high school? I thought it was middle school.
That's high school.
Oh, this is. Oh, okay, my bad. I thought this was a middle school story. Shit, sorry.
That's some badass middle schoolers.
Oh, we can talk about Miss Hughes. That's funny.
I'm gonna Reno. I don't need this.
So all right, depressing. All right, sorry. Go on, Bobby.
Are we doing flashbacks now?
No.
Back to middle school?
We're flash forwarding right now, and we're flashing back after.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're continuing my weed journey.
Yeah. Yes.
So then, oh, I forgot what kid in my math class that day, but he got so mad because then at that time, do you guys remember Treasure Island, or not Treasure, the one, Flapjack?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Flapjack was on cartoon. Sure. So I was like,
that show was so creepy, by the way.
Even though it was creepy, I liked it.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
I was like, why are they always wanting to go to Candy Island, but they never, ever leave the docks? He doesn't even have a ship. And then the kid
they
was
have
like,
a whale.
Well, he has a whale, but like, they never leave. And he was like, well, fuck you. And he just threw a pencil at me.
He obviously doesn't watch because they do leave the island. They leave it all the time in search of Candy Island.
Who is this kid? Don't say last names.
Also, hi. I don't remember.
Did he exist?
Damn, you guys
did,
had an maybe? Argument about Flapjack.
Did he exist?
He was like the Tyler Durden of Bobby's imagination.
Is Bobby in the classroom just arguing with like, someone? Like...
Yeah, he has like a Tyler Durden.
Oh, jeez.
Like, oh, I am Bobby's nipples.
All right. How was that? Bobby got allegedly high in class because he didn't want Jason to eat a muffin.
I was helping him out. He was on a diet.
For the boys.
Another Jason, not the Jason I'm going to kill. Okay. Allegedly.
Oh my, there are too many Jasons.
There's
too many.
No fucking way too many.
Yeah, Jason's a common name.
Okay, so we did that.
All right. Okay.
Oh
my.
God.
So,
that's a lot on Bobby.
Oh,
I know.
Was this during your year?
No, I was still...
The abortion video?
It was no.
My sister was there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's main thing. Okay, so... meanwhile, we are in Mr. Leggett's class.
Oh my God!
And he's
Mr.
our
Leggett.
Yeah. He was our. Oh, they know, they should know if they watch the other or listen to the other ones. But he was our science teacher.
Yeah, we mentioned him before.
Teacher, yeah, eighth grade.
We were such bad kids. Wow.
But then, awesome. So we're in the science area of the school, and there's a classroom next to us. What was that teacher's name? You guys remember?
Asian.
Some Asian teacher, Mr. Yes. Something.
Mrs. Lee.
Miss
close enough.
Mr. Lee.
Let's call him Mr. Lee.
Oh,
Mr. Lee.
Han?
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't Miss Han.
Different right. Asian. Mr. Chan.
A Mr. Lee?
There was a Asian teacher.
Mm-hmm. Was teaching I think it was probably life science. Yeah. Life science next to our same class. And he showed a video of an abortion without having any, like, you know, the students sign any permission slips or anything.
I mean, that's kinda risky.
Yeah,
no consent.
Yeah.
So he got fired for
that's
that.
That's illegal.
Yeah, and it was like on the news and shit.
Yeah, it was on the crazy. News. And I feel like that they made a big deal out of nothing. Like, come on. You get
the kids shows it though, because in that day it was like either you watch about cells or abortion. They're like, fuck
oh,
it.
Oh, fuck it, abortion, dude.
I don't want to know about cells. Are you fucking kidding me?
But you know, it was like the against the learning standards. That's
yeah.
He got in trouble.
Mm-hmm. That's too bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
didn't we watch an abortion? No, we watched.
No, we watched someone giving birth. That was rough.
Oh, and the thing was
that... That's like mentally
the blue
scarring.
Baby.
Yeah, the blue baby. Ew.
Coming out.
And then the question is, all right, so if it was a Bill Nye video, would he have gotten in as much trouble?
A Bill Nye.
Bill Nye abortion video.
I was just watching Bill Nye.
I know
yesterday.
You were.
On Netflix, guys, watch it.
Wow, we're advertising.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Dude, I don't mind. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Well, did you hear about Mr. Seals' Bill Nye experience?
What was that?
Okay.
Oh, because Bill Nye's a superstar, dude. Mr. Seals is like...
But Mr. Seals, my chemistry teacher in high school, he was at some... I don't know. He's at some weird convention thing. And Bill Nye happened to be there doing some kind of panel or something. And then... So he's in the bathroom, right? And then he's taking a piss at one of the urinals. And then who the fuck walks right up next to him? It's fucking Bill Nye, right?
Wow. Literally next, like...
Bill Nye, literally.
He didn't leave a gap.
No, like right next to him.
All right.
I would, like, flip my shit, dude. Like I'm like, whoa! And, like, piss, like, the next
but
urinal over.
His whole thing is, like, okay, you're in a bathroom peeing, right? Like, you're not gonna flip out over Bill Nye.
Bill Nye comes...
Well, I mean, like guy code, like, you're not gonna, like...
Turn around and spray him?
I mean,
unless it's like one of those like urinals, like I love these urinals by the way. Like they're like walls, like wall to wall.
You know, it's like when you're peeing at a urinal like, though, it's like
yeah,
you don't
it's so good.
The
so
rules
decent.
Of peeing at a urinal, you don't look over or whatever, like you just maintain.
You count the tiles on the wall.
Yeah, eyes like either at your dick or your stream or
eyes straight forward.
Or if they have something to look at, you look at the thing.
Soulless.
I feel like they should have like TVs at least. Like, so you have something to watch.
They have that in Japan, actually.
They really?
Yeah. They
well, anyway, nice. So fucking Bill Nye is doing his business, right? And so Mr. Seals finishes his business, too. He goes to wash his hands. Fucking Bill Nye finishes up, zips up, just walks out. Doesn't wash his hands.
Man, who got time to wash your hands when you're Bill
Nye? It's Bill Nye. It's okay.
I'm sure his dick is clean.
I'm pretty sure he knew the science.
He probably has some scientific reason.
He probably has hand sanitizer.
Think so?
100% hand sanitizer.
Yeah?
Well,
I mean, I'm just gonna go out to say this right now. I fucking love Bill Nye. I think he's awesome.
Oh God!
But like,
I love the Warcycle video. That was my favorite Bill Nye video.
But I don't know. When you think about it, like someone who knows that much like stuff, like why would he not wash his hands? But maybe he had like another reason. Who knows?
Your dick is clean.
He wanted to save the good bacteria.
Yeah, maybe I don't know.
The good bacteria.
Maybe your dick just has good bacteria that you need.
I don't know if everyone does this, but. Oh, man, Abraham used to give me shit for this.
What?
So after PE in high school class, right?
Yeah.
Or in high school, in our PE class, like, we'd be outside and stuff. And I'd go to the bathroom, you know, in the locker room.
Yeah.
Then I wash my hands first, I pee, and then I wash my hands again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, he gave me shit for that. It's like, dude, why do you wash your hands before you pee? I was like, my dick is cleaner than my hands right now. And I don't want to fucking, I don't know, bring...
That's a good point.
Yeah, so... But is that weird? Like, do people...
I sometimes do that. Like, if my hands are, like, super dirty or, like, I got some, like, food and I don't want to touch my dick with that, like, I'll rinse my hands off before I go zip down.
You don't just use the palm and just, like, try not to...
Bobby, I need to aim.
I wish I could put an input, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry, you don't have any input in this.
Just, like, sock and lotion. Like, what's the method?
Oh,
sorry, Kevin.
Oh, fuck, my fucking knees. Oh. Sucking
hear everything.
I'm so sorry, dude. I have to move around. Like,
this is how you know we're in a van right now.
Both my feet are asleep and it's harder,
man.
It
has to be authentic van experience.
Oh my god.
The world.
So cramped.
Alright, what's our next topic?
Okay, let me pull out the list. I wish we had more to talk. I mean, we have a lot to talk about, but...
Too much.
We don't want to make this go on forever.
And make sure it's organized.
Like the Craigslist stories. Maybe I could talk about that.
Fucked. Your first.
Cameron
terrible.
Finally got fucked on Craigslist.
I finally got fucked on Craigslist, and we have a witness. She was there with me.
Air horn.
Take me a
clown. Well, let me get that out.
All right, we'll do it again.
Make noise. Keep going. Trapaholics.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Cameron finally got fucked on Craigslist.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Oh, 10 out of 10.
This podcast is pretty Gucci.
Oh my god.
So, what was the story?
So,
you were there, right?
Yeah, so.
Some guy calls me, right?
So, he was going to sell his, what was it, spring?
So,
and it's been up on Craigslist for a good amount of time.
Yeah, I'm selling my old springs for my car.
You still have those? Jesus.
Yeah, I know, right?
Talk about it in the last podcast.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We were chilling, and I had class.
Mm-hmm.
So
I got a call, first off.
Okay.
The guy called me, because I gave him my, like, okay. He asked, first off, are these springs going to fit my...
Subaru.
No.
And what's the drop?
His 98 Civic, whatever, hatchback. And I'm like, you know, I would buy, that's what I told him, like, I would get springs that were my year.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's your call. If you're still interested, I'll come by.
They'll fit.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. He's like, well, jeez, dude. He's like, okay, well, I think the springs are probably universal for Hondas. I'm like, do you think that? Sure. Are you interested? He's like,
absolutely not.
Yeah, sure. I have to go get a new phone. Just text me where you want to be, and I'll meet you there.
In an hour.
In an hour. In about an hour. That's what he said. So I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. I'll text you the address. And I think we went over this before for Craigslist meets. Yeah. Always meet at the bank because there's cameras and there's people everywhere. And if they need money, they can just go grab it, you know. So I told him to meet us at the bank in our, you know, city. So we're just sitting there, right?
We gave and him more than an hour, too.
I gave him more than an hour. So we're just waiting, right? And then, you know, I don't see, like, anybody in a Civic roll-up or whatever, like an old beat-up Civic or whatever hatchback. And we're just waiting. So I text him, like, okay, I'm here, you know, whatever, like a good Craigslist person should. Yeah. I'm here, I'm waiting, I'm in this car, come meet me, you know. And no response. So I wait a little longer, still no show. I'm like, okay, are you coming? No response. And what, maybe about 30 minutes in, just waiting, right?
Yeah, and I'm like working on my paper.
Yeah, you have like a paper to write or something. Yeah. And then I give the guy a call, and he just, his voicemail thing is just like, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was hey.
Or whatever.
Oh, yeah, it was yeah.
Like, it goes straight to voicemail. It's just like, yeah. It's like, tone, make your whatever, blah, 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 call. Or leave a message at blah, blah, blah. And then, like, I don't know, I must have called him probably like, what, maybe like...
It was several times.
Several times. Too many to count. Just no answer each time. And so I kind of think, like, oh, maybe because he got a new phone that he's not getting these messages or whatever, my texts. But I don't know. Basically, he just never showed up. And I was pretty pissed off about that because, like, I waited there for almost an hour.
No, over an hour. To
over an hour?
Almost over.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm giving him 5 more minutes. Yeah. I even like sent him a text. It's like,
was it close to your area though, or like you guys meet up in the middle?
He said he was coming from. I'm not gonna say location.
Yeah,
but he said he was coming from pretty far away, maybe like 30 minutes away.
Oh, all right.
He's going to Target.
But he was going to Target, like
Target
on the way, and he said he'll be there. You know.
Alright, makes sense.
Yeah, but basically just didn't show up, and I waited there for like an hour, and before, I gave him like 5 minutes, like, hey, if you're not here by this time, like, I'm gone, I have somewhere I need to be, and just never showed up.
Ended up being late for class.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It's all good.
And then I texted him back, I'm like, are you still interested in this, because I just want to fucking get rid of them, they've been in my garage since October, you know, and just no response, so I don't know if it's because of his new phone or whatever, but guy was just Stanley Schemer. I don't know what he's scheming, but he just didn't show up.
Fuck flakes, man.
I know.
Leave a comment if you want any springs.
Anybody wants springs?
You sent us a text. You're like, I finally got fucked on Craigslist. Yeah.
Unbelievable, right? Like, I got fucked. All right, anything else?
That's why you don't sell shit to Martin.
Oh, fuck. No one did trivia today.
That's the end.
I know. Yeah. Wait, I'm just saying.
Oh, I was gone for like half of it.
Well,
do I count?
No one was making questions.
Maybe, yeah, no one. I didn't assign anyone to trade. Right. Okay. Fuck, that's on me.
It's all good, dude.
We can just talk. Shit.
All right. What else?
All right, let me pull up the list.
Not Trapaholics.
Mariah Clock. Gary Neal. How about your Master Roshi story?
My Master Roshi story?
Yeah, how you thought you lost it.
Oh, shit. So on my keys, I have this Master Roshi, like, keychain that I got from this convention I got when I was in my junior year of high school. And it's always been on my keys. And then if people see me with my keys, they're like, oh, hey, just pointing out immediately. And then I give them a high five. So
one day, Dragon Ball Z, by the way.
Sorry. Dragon Ball Z, yes. If you don't know. But like one day I was like at a shop with a couple friends, my usual hangout. And I was drinking, like, to be honest. And I went home that night. But I had school the next morning, so yeah. It was just like
the
a bad time.
Best time to drink.
Best time to drink, right before school. But anyway, so I wake up the next morning and I was in a rush. I was like in like a frantic. So I took a quick shower, like got something quick to eat, and then like grabbed my keys and hopped in my car and then off to school. But the thing about school is, like, it's, like a good, like, 30 minutes away. And I didn't really have, like, time to, like, mentally prepare myself to, like, okay, I'm, like, in and out. Let's do this. So I'm walking to my first class. So I get to school. So I'm walking to my first class. And I feel my, like, I feel my keys jiggling in my pants because I have, like, this little key ring thing I have, like, attached to my pants. And something feels different. Something feels, like, off. I can't really put my finger on it. So when I'm comfortable at school and walk into my class, I usually, like, touch my keys. Like, it's just my, like, instinct.
It's like touching your dick.
You know? Well, yeah.
I don't know about that.
I wouldn't touch my
Maybe
dick.
Maybe I do that. I don't know.
You touch your dick in public.
Is it still there?
Yeah, I adjust yes. it.
It's oh, like, yeah. You
I mean, you have to squat it out. Like, yeah. But anyway, like, I touch my keys, so I feel like one of my other keychains, like, okay, that's one. And then something was different. I feel like something poked my finger, and it kind of hurt. I was like, oh, what the fuck? Master Roshi's gone. And throughout that whole day, like, walking to my math class, I was so fucking pissed off and depressed. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I'm just sitting there like, god damn it. Like, I don't really want to take notes. I don't really want to do anything. I just want to go home. So I was like, might as well. Like, okay, it's like, what do I do, like, when I'm pissed off? Go to the fucking shop. So I went back to the shop. And it's like, just hashed out with my friends. So, like, you know, dude, like, I just need a vent. Like, dude, what happened? Like, lost my Master Roshi today. And then, like, so like, and then all of a sudden, like fucking magic. Like, I look to my left and like, oh fuck, is that? It's fucking Master Roshi. And then, like, my friend Christian, he walks up, he's like, yeah, dude, I was, like, playing with it all day today. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, all right, whatever, dude, but thank you. And I attached it, so I attached it back to my keychain, and, like, dude, you're just, like, screwing into his head. Like, that's how it fucking works. That's how a fucking keychain works, dude.
The violence.
It's violent, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, like, that's the end of that story. Fuck, dude.
So dramatic over your keychain.
Hey, it's meaningful.
Yeah, I know it is meaningful.
Actually, it happened to my Metal Gear keychain one time. I had a Foxhound app.
Yeah.
And I used to leave my keys in my back pocket. So one time, like, I sat on my keys, I guess too hard, and the emblem fell off, like, the little ring. It, like, deformed. And I pulled my key out one day, and I was like, fuck, it's fucking gone. Like, I got that from an expo.
Mm-hmm. So, an expo.
Not a convention.
An expo.
The expo. All right. And then I was super sad. And, like, I put my keys back in my pocket, like, you know, after locking the door and stuff. And, like, later I came back to unlock that door again. I reached in. I grabbed everything. And it was in my hand. It was, like, detached. It was in my pocket the whole time. I was like, oh, my God. Yes, thank God. I still have it.
Aw, I have a story like that, too, except I never found it.
Aww. There's no happy end to this story.
It was like this radish man thing. Had, like, a man face, but it was, like, a radish. Awesome. I don't know. Yeah. My cousin gave it to me out of nowhere because she didn't want it, and I put it on my phone. And every, what, Friday and Saturday, I would accompany my sister to the mall because she had piano lessons there. And then I was just sitting there, whatever, usual, drawing, and then I decided to walk around the mall. I come back, take out my phone, and my radish man's gone. I was so sad. I never found it.
Did you ever recover from it?
I still think about it every so often. I kind of want a new one.
Like, walking through the grocery store, like, you see radishes, like, you just want two away. Drops, and like, fuck.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Oh my god.
I do have to ask you, though, what do you think of this whole, like, podcast? Do you think it's weird that we have a podcast?
Well, I mean, it's unexpected. I think it's kind of funny.
I mean, you seem like you're having a good time.
Yeah.
Telling stories.
I'm not very.
Honest fuck. Right. Kevin, are you okay?
He's just asleep.
Are you tired?
Dude, he's working all day.
Yeah, he's got to work.
Sorry, our stories are not that great.
Oh, sorry. We're sorry for being boring assholes.
So, I don't know. You want to keep going or you want to cut
Let's
it?
Let's do it till 30.
30?
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't take time.
One more topic?
Yeah. One more topic? Like, we're going to talk about it.
What the okay.
Creepers? Just kidding.
Oh, we could do a whole fucking episode.
No, there's no way we'd fit creepers in
7 minutes.
You can't fucking do it.
There's too many.
I feel like this is great when, like, one of us Starbucks loses all our memories.
Oh, no, that's part of the memes.
Yeah.
How about Gary?
Gary.
Gary.
That does fit into the middle school aspect.
Okay, we
all right,
fucking
all right.
talk about... I just said his last name.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Shit. Well,
we're talking about the basketball player.
I fucked up.
He's in jail. It's
what? There's no Gary bleep basketball player.
Bleep bleep.
Bleep bleep.
He plays for the.
Is there really a Gary?
Yeah.
Oh, is there really? Oh, it's hilarious.
All right. So. Okay.
Damn, this... Wait, no, you just gave it away.
another bleep. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, that's a lot of bleeping for you, Bradley. I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Bleep.
Fuck. Okay.
All right. Just let me know where.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to figure it out.
I've gotten good at it.
All right. So.
Sorry, Bradley.
What do you want to start with, Gary?
All right.
Gare Bears.
So, I guess all the way from the beginning. We used to go to elementary school together. It was no one in this car, but Eric used to go to our same.
I was in that elementary school too.
Oh yeah.
He was my neighbor.
Oh yeah, you were.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lace and Gary were they were neighbors.
He gave me a Hello Kitty balloon for my birthday.
That's nice.
That's adorable.
He got mad because it flew away.
Oh, Gary.
I paid for that.
I saved my lunch money wasted.
Oh my, mad. He would fucking say that. Goddamn. That.
That's fucking Gary and a half.
All right. Man. So this kid, he's like a. I guess, yeah, he's a class clown. He's that kind of person. But he's always been like that. And in middle school, it was, like, even fucking more blatant, I guess.
I feel like middle school brings, like, the worst out of people.
Yeah, definitely does. Definitely.
And it brought the worst out of Gary many times.
Okay, so
sucks.
Yeah, we were on the same... They split the school into teams, like, based on Greek...
It was Renaissance.
Renaissance?
Yeah,
Renaissance themes. It was, like, Argos.
Athens.
Sparta.
Megaros or something like Megos.
Megara?
Megara.
Megara.
Figaro.
Figaro.
And Corinth.
Yeah.
And basically like Greek shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then we're all on the same team. Me, Bobby, and Gary. And we're in the same classes too.
Cameron.
And me. Don't forget me.
Yeah.
I was there too.
Yeah, Cameron too.
Cameron's here too, guys.
All right. So the four of us...
Oh, yeah, you too, because your sister was
with us. I guess.
Yeah.
Sure.
The four of us were in the same team, Argos. And Gary was... he acted out a lot during these couple of years.
To say the least.
Yeah, to say the least. And we all had the same history teacher, of course. Miss Woodhams. She was super nice. I miss her. Does she still teach?
I don't know. I haven't visited the middle school.
Well, why would you, though?
I don't know.
You should just go to the skates like you used to.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, visit during school. That's a little weird.
Okay.
How old are we?
Skate spot.
All right. Go on with
So,
Gary.
He acts out so much in this period of time that his mom has to accompany him to school to, like, you know... check his behavior. Like, they work a deal out with the principal. Or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And in Miss Woodham's class, he's like, hey, guys, my mom used to be a stripper.
What?
And his mom's anymore? Like, shh, not now. Gary.
What in the world?
I don't remember that. He was like, everybody, look at her titties.
Yeah.
Look how big they are.
What did his mom do? Like, what?
She was a stripper.
She was just really calm about it.
She just kept telling Gary.
I think she didn't really have control over Gary either. Gary's a wild card sometimes.
Yeah, Gary's a wild card.
Yeah, he just does whatever.
Holy crap.
So he does all that stuff. And this is still middle school. So he gets kicked out halfway through eighth grade.
That was sad.
Yeah, I was super sad about that.
Oh, no wonder he was gone. Okay.
Yeah. And he gets kicked out. And later... near the end of the year, like, they post up a little poster, like, who's been, you know, having 4.0s, like, who has the best grades. I look over the list, like, hoping, like, they fucked up when they put my name on it. And I was partially right. They fucked up. They put Gary's name on it. Because he left school, so his grades were 0 out of 0. He got 100%.
Oh my god.
And he was on the 4.0 honor roll list.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh my god, dude.
Did he find out about that?
No, I never got a chance to tell him.
But we saw him again during high school, though.
Yeah.
I guess we never told
him. Oh, maybe I did tell him in high school. Mm-hmm. He probably laughed.
Like, do you remember when, fucking.
What?
Should I say his name? Bobby Brackens?
Oh, Bobby Brackens? He's
Bobby.
Yeah.
Well, no one. I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, I don't know. Still.
Anyway, I guess our school won some radio shit.
contest, and then like fucking Bobby Brackens, whoever he is, like
up and coming rapper,
yeah, comes to our school and like performs, and then I just see Gary like just shout out like, ah, oh, I don't want to say the N word, fuck it.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Well, he basically Gary just goes and says like, that nigger looks like Lil Wayne.
Oh wait, is this the guy with the dreads?
Yeah.
Well, I heard about that. Yeah. Apparently, he's like, what's his name? T-Pain's son.
Whoa!
I don't know. That's what my sister told me.
My bad,
T. I don't know if that's true.
Shouts to T-Pain.
Yeah, he's like, that nigger looks like Lil Wayne. Hard R and everything.
Hard R.
Hard R. And then, like, Bobby Bracken's just walking around the school and, like, people were, you know, just riding his dick or whatever. And then Gary just goes up to him and is just like, hey, Bobby Brackens, you a bitch. It was amazing, dude. And then, like, he just, like, stared him down, like, just fucking evil, like, death eye grin. And then Gary's just staring him down, too. And he just walks off.
That's fucking legendary, dude.
Yeah. Legend Gary.
Crazy.
Oh, man.
Shit, he got kicked out of high school, too, but...
Yeah, I know.
He made it through a couple of years.
What is that?
Man.
I wonder what he's doing now.
Jail.
You think so?
No, I saw him walking randomly one day.
No, I think he still goes to school. That's what I heard.
I feel like if we see him, we should talk to him.
Here he goes to your school.
What?
Whoa, don't say it, but he goes to our school?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Okay.
Talk to him.
It's a little odd. I've never seen him there.
Yeah, I've never
seen perfect.
Him
1:30.
Oh, all right. We're going to wrap it up there?
All right, let's wrap it up.
Oh, you want to do the shit? I mean, no trivia, guys. Sorry. No,
sorry, guys.
We came unprepared, as usual.
We were prepared, but at the same time, we forgot.
Not as prepared.
Yeah. Did it on the fly.
That's how it is, usually.
We remembered one thing, we forgot two.
Mm-hmm.
So, subscribe, leave a comment for free springs.
Oh, please, if you guys get the chance, just try to buy springs for your Honda Civic.
Wherever you are in the
might
world.
Get lucky.
If you see an ad on Craigslist for Honda Civic Springs, just email the guy. Good chance it might be me. The email thing.
Oh, you want to set one up?
Yeah, I'm going to set up an email just to see who's listening or whatever and just try to get some feedback on the show. Hopefully you guys aren't too critical. But,
Our trolley.
Yeah.
Twitter would be cool.
Too. I'll set it up because I don't know what screen names are taken yet or whatever. But I'll set one up and then,
We'll announce it on our next
show. We'll announce it on the next show and then I'll put a link. You can put a link or something in the description. And then if you guys want to write in. That'd be awesome. Love to hear from you guys. If there's anyone actually listening. It's
still, it's dead. It's been dead.
Yeah, if it's not just Bobby, just... if you say that... Are you actually doing that?
No.
Okay. I don't know with you, Bobby.
I don't have time for that.
Bobby said, basically, like, he went on the school computers and just downloaded the show, like, 100 times. Like, each, like... He went to each computer and downloaded it from iTunes, so I don't know. Yeah. Bobby, what the fuck?
It's like hours, Bobby. Jesus Christ.
All right, and that's our show. Thanks for listening, guys.
All right, thanks for listening. We'll try to put another episode out sooner than, you know, the gap in between the last one. Yeah. Oh, and be on the lookout for
Weeaboo Bullshit. We've been saying that for how long
next
now?
Week, I promise.
Promise?
Yeah. All
right.
Well, I'm not saying a date, so next week could be any time, but yeah.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Get ready.
All right, guys. Night.
Thank you. Later.